Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. All those listening around the nation and around the world, welcome to the program tonight. We're going to continue tonight talking about how to survive police-citizen encounters. And so we will just pick up where we left off there last night. And by the way, the reason we do this here at our Police and Military Association, occasionally we go out and give talks around the nation to various citizen groups about how to survive police-citizen encounters. And they always seem to go over well because people are very concerned today about who these men and women are in uniform that are using more and more controls over them, is a good way to put it, I believe. They know that the police and military are being given more and more control over the people. Some of the people think this is really good, you know, and those that don't understand that as the police and soon to be the military get more and more control over the people, that sooner or later you're going to have a totalitarian, all-encompassing control system over the American people. And so we have a good amount of police officers and soldiers who can continue to communicate with us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and police and people in the private sector who are very concerned about this direction we're going in America. They understand the threat of terrorism and fear and so forth, but they also, some of them, have read the Founding Fathers, where we have been warned that those that give up security or give up their freedoms for some semblance of freedom, or security, that is, I'm messing this up. Those that give up their freedoms for some semblance of security deserve neither one. Something like that. I don't have it exact, but a lot of you know what I'm talking about. Our founders warned us against changing our system because of fear. Because fear will make many people give up their freedoms to be secure. And once you do that, generally speaking, you never get those freedoms back without a violent revolution. And so our founders did warn us against this. And if you go to a page in Operation Vampire Killer 2000, our police and military plan for ending world government rule, this world government system that the Bush crime family and the Kerry crime family are working to set up and put America under, you'll find some of the quotes there about the Founding Fathers telling us this. Don't give up your freedoms or security. We'll be right back to continue on with our program tonight on the Officer Jack McLam program. Be right back.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you tired of Jurassic Age T1 dedicated line pricing? BestT1Prices.com will deliver unbiased T1 line prices in real time, allowing you to save money. BestT1Prices.com also offers business and residential DSL, frame relay, point-to-point, T3, DS3, Wi-Fi, and much, much more. BestT1Prices.com has served over 100,000 instant price quotes. Visit BestT1Prices.com and start saving money today.
Okay, folks, you're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old cop Jack McLam, retired, supposedly retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho. Only worked like 14 hours a day, so... I'm doing something that many would call a labor of love, and that's working with other police and soldiers to try to stop our headlong rush in this nation into an antichrist world government system that our democratic socialist and republican socialist parties are leading us into. And one way we can help out is to help the private citizens out there understand about who our police and soldiers are and where their hearts are at, and also to help you understand better in this time of more and more controls coming over the American people, until we get enough Americans to stand up and say no to this headlong rush into despotism and into totalitarianism in the land, we have to know each other. We have to know. The police officers come to me all the time and say, hey, who are these ugly patriots that question our authority all the time, ask us constitutional questions? They're a bunch of anti-government, probably violent-prone rebels. And, of course, that's not true at all. And so then on the other side, we have private citizens coming up to us and say, well, these officers are very aggressive, they're authoritarians, they are They believe that we work for them, that the American people are not sovereign, and they are our superiors. And so we constantly go back and forth communicating with both our police and military, who are a very important part of society, of our society in America. And most of these people in uniform are very fine Americans who have been brainwashed and misdirected, mistrained, and misguided. And then we, on the other side, we have the private citizens who are brainwashed and have no idea of what their constitutional rights are, many of them, and believe that if there's fear in the nation and the government comes in and says, we'll handle the fear, we'll solve the fear problem and the security problem, you just give up your freedoms, and they say, wonderful, wonderful, we'll give up our freedoms. You just make us safe. Just make us safe, dear government. And so it's quite an interesting position to be in here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. But yesterday we started this program of helping you to understand what happens and what could happen and what you need to know about a police-citizen confrontation. And that, we were using an example yesterday, the traffic stop. When you're stopped by a police officer today, what can you expect? Who are these people that march up to your vehicle acting like little Gestapo agents many times? Sometimes not. Some of them have a good approach and a way of being in authority and yet not being overbearing. But many times, as I have been approached at my own vehicle, the officer that comes up to me is very gruff and very almost aggressive and certainly an authoritarian and directing me around like I was a subject of his or hers. So we're talking about the confrontation that we hope does not come at a traffic stop. You are meeting with one of our law enforcement people in the country. You've just been pulled over, and that officer is making his or her approach to your vehicle. And that's where we stopped last night. And I would ask you this, folks, if you missed yesterday's portion, you missed probably two-thirds of what we're talking about tonight. I only have about one-third left to share with you about how to take care of this situation if you're confronted with law enforcement today. And if we have enough time, we'll get into the home confrontation, where officers may come to your home. And matter of fact, I think if we don't have time tonight, we'll just add that and do that tomorrow, because it's very important to know what to do today if officers come to your home unexpectedly. So I think we'll just add that in. But let's continue on with the confrontation that we hope is just a meeting and not a confrontation on a traffic stop. We've taken you to the point where you pulled over and the officer's making his approach to your vehicle, and we're talking about the mental situation between you and the law enforcement person. You're going to be nervous. You should be nervous because you don't know, most of you would not know why you were being stopped. You may just have blown through a red light, and you know why you've been stopped, but many times you don't, and you're apprehensive. You wonder if this person is going to be nasty. This person in uniform is going to be very belligerent and nasty, which can happen sometimes, and how you're going to react. And sometimes you think, well, if he treats me that way, I'm going to treat him that way. If he yells at me, I'm going to yell at him, and so forth. We talked yesterday about don't do that. Don't do that. We used an example that we used in the military, and that is, if you have your tender vittles in the hands of the enemy, you don't badmouth them. You don't give them lip. If you are in a situation where you are under the control of the enemy, make nice. Don't aggravate. Do not exacerbate the situation. And definitely, when an officer pulls you over, you are at a disadvantage because that officer has already called in your license plate number. if you think you're going to resist and take off and run, forget it, because they already know the vehicle. It's already in the computer, and the officer, if he's wise or she's wise, has already read what the computer said before they approach your vehicle. I do not know if we talked or not about what happens if all of a sudden, before the officer approaches your vehicle, you're surrounded by two or three other police cars, and they're pulling their guns. I don't think we talked about that, and we need to. But let's take it right now from the fact that other vehicles, other police officers are not called in as backups, and you are just on a regular traffic stop. The officer believes that you've committed some kind of a violation, perhaps a misdemeanor violation. You've gone over the yellow line or the white line, or you didn't stop long enough at the stop sign, or whatever the scenario might be. Maybe your tags are expired, or your tag is so dirty the officer can't read it. It's just 100 reasons why the officer might be stopping you. Well, that officer, understand the mind of that officer at the time. That officer is what we call in law enforcement hinked up. That officer is very nervous. That officer has to keep his air of authority. The officer cannot lose mental control. If the officer loses mental control, if you plink out that officer's computer by saying the wrong things to that officer, they are taught if you lose mental control, you must go to physical control. Because if you lose control, officer, you can be seriously injured or killed. So the officer knows that they must always stay in control of the situation, either mental control or physical control. So you want that officer to understand that they are in mental control of the situation, and do not change that, or you may be very, very unhappy with the results. So the officer approaches the vehicle, and if they're very cautious, that is good, because the officer has no idea if you're a bank robber, if you've just burglarized a home and the back seat of your car is filled with somebody's TV and VCR and so forth. The officer knows nothing except what they've read on the computer screen before they exited their vehicle about who's the owner of the vehicle. That officer doesn't even know if you are the owner of the vehicle at that point. So that officer, if they're wise, is in a state of mental apprehension that we call yellow. Now, I'll take you through an officer's color code. We're taught from the very beginning in the police academy that most citizens run around each day in code white. Now, code white means that they are not thinking about, and they're not aware of their surroundings. They're not very much aware of who's in their space. They're not aware of anything except they're maybe daydreaming or thinking about when they get to work, what's the boss going to say? What do I have to do when I get to work? Or maybe thinking about what we're going to have for dinner tonight, or thinking about dropping the kids off at the babysitter, if they're okay. Many, many citizens, we are taught, run around in color code white, meaning that they are just lackadaisical going through their daily activities, and they're not concerned very much or aware of their surroundings. A police officer is taught never to be in code white, because you can get killed in code white. You can have some very bad times. When an officer puts on their uniform and starts their day, they must at least be in code yellow, which means they're very aware of their surroundings. They know who is in their personal space. If they're driving a police vehicle, they know every time they move that vehicle, who's to the right, who's to the left, who's behind them, who's in front of them. And if they have to take evasive action, they can do so in a heartbeat. They're in condition yellow when they approach your vehicle. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Folks, we're back, and I want to say to you that some of the listeners might think, oh, I don't need this information. You know, I haven't been stopped by a police officer in just years, and certainly don't expect to see any soldiers in my life stopping me. Well, I would not believe that. The plan is these internationalists in control of the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party have very big plans for you and your family, and that involves police officers and soldiers being very intimate in your life daily. If you get out from your home, you will be stopped. If you don't believe this, you should go to, let's see, I just pulled it up on my website, Congressman Ron Paul's website, and you can do that and go to his message of September 6, 2004, just a couple days ago. Every week he has a new message. And you can call in and you can get that message. And I don't have his call-in number here. It might be on his website. I'm looking at it right here. Maybe Carol, if she's still in the office and she's listening to the program, could give me that call-in number for you to call in and listen to his a few minutes of information to the American people about the despotism and the unconstitutional things that are happening in the Congress at this very time. And his message of September 6 is up there right now. If you were to call in for this week, he has a very important amount of information for you. He's talking about they're passing some bills right now for a national identification card for roadblocks. This 9/11 cover-up commission report that came out says that they should adopt roadblocks for private citizens as you're driving around your town and community and country, county, that they should stop you regularly and check your ID and see if your paperwork's in order for no reason other than to just stop terrorism. And he's talking about we'll have to have a national ID card and all those things that they're going to be passing, he says, before the election coming up. So if you don't think that police officers and soldiers are going to come and be involved in your life a lot more in the days ahead, you're mistaken, because that is the plan of these internationalists that have control of our system today. And if Bush or Kerry get into office, if Kerry gets into office or Bush stays in there, it doesn't matter because their goals are identical. So that's why we're talking about these things, how to survive police and citizen encounters. Now, here's Congressman Ron Paul's website. His website is www.house, like the house we live in, .gov, that's G-O-V, as in Victor, / Paul, P-A-U-L. This is Congressman Ron Paul, though his last name is put in there. Once again, www.house.gov, G-O-V, / P-A-W-L. And you'll pick up, I'm looking at it right here, and you'll get his website, and you push the play button, and you'll have the message of this week talking about the national ID card, the roadblocks that are going to be put up, and really the removal of the rest of our constitutionally protected freedoms. And so that's why we want to get and go over this, how to handle confrontations and meetings with our brothers and sisters in uniform in the future. So when we went to the break, we were talking about the officer's mental condition, his state of awareness and preparedness when he comes up or she comes up to your vehicle. And I made a mistake. I talked to you about our mental state of awareness code, and the color code is white, which we've been taught that most citizens go around thinking or daydreaming all day long, and they're not aware, as they should be, of their surroundings, who's in your personal space. If you're driving your vehicle, you don't know who's behind you, who's on the side of you. If an emergency happened, you couldn't just swerve over to the right or the left because you might strike another vehicle. Officers are taught to always be aware, be in color code yellow as they're driving around during the day or out of their vehicle. They should be in color code yellow, but not approaching your vehicle. I made a mistake. I said that's the color code, the state of mental awareness and preparedness the officer's in, a state of yellow when they approach your vehicle. That's not true. When the officer is driving around in the police car or on the streets doing their duty, they must be in condition yellow all the time, except when they could be in a dangerous situation or they might have to go to fight or flight. That is orange, condition orange. Sounds like the color code of the Homeland Insecurity Program, but this is for police officers and it's been used for many, many years. The officer, when he approaches your vehicle, is in condition orange. Believe me, in this state of mental preparedness, you do not want to do anything that will turn that officer from a state of orange to condition red, because then it can get very frightening for both you and that law enforcement officer. I see we're up on another break. We'll be right back and continue on in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Bye. Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis B, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to continue on here very quickly. We don't want to run out of time. But I said that as the officer approaches the vehicle, that officer needs to be in condition, mental state orange, which is danger, fight, or flight. Danger, question mark, fight, or flight. That officer has no idea what the condition of this meeting is going to be. Will it be confrontational? Will it be deadly? Whatever. That officer is what we call hinked up. And they better be, because if they stay in condition yellow and on approaches to vehicles or buildings, businesses or homes, they may not last very long. During the time I was on the Phoenix Police Department working in the war zone of South Phoenix, I lost seven of my brothers and sisters, and it's very dangerous out there for police officers. And we have a saying in law enforcement that I will go home tonight, or I will go home in the morning, depending on if you're working the night shift. Somebody else may not go home, but I'm going home tonight to my family. That sounds kind of rough, and it sounds kind of tough, but it's the mental condition you need to be in to survive today in law enforcement. And so understand that that police officer approaching your vehicle is in a condition that you don't want to do anything that would cause them to become more concerned about their safety. So it's best to sit quiet, put your hands on the steering wheel, best to have your hands on the steering wheel when the officer approaches you so they can see your hands. If you put your hands down by your side, the officer will be even more nervous. And matter of fact, if they're smart, they will say to you before they come up to your window, please put your hands on the steering wheel so that I can see them. The officer doesn't know what's going to happen. And so if the officer is well-trained and remembers that training, the officer will stay very close to your vehicle, and the officer will run his fingers or her fingers along the trunk of your vehicle, push down on it, be sure it's locked so that somebody can't jump out of the trunk and shoot them in the back. And the officer will also check by putting their fingers on your trunk of your car, know if your car is still running or not, if the engine is still on. If the engine's still on, the officer, if they're wise, will tell you to please shut off the engine to the car. And so please comply with that, and it's not an unreasonable thing to ask. Now, as the officer continues to approach, you'll notice that it might take, if the officer is wise and going to follow training, that officer will not just goose step up to the window of your car and say, give me your driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance. No, that officer will hesitate when they approach the first window of your vehicle, quickly duck their head around and look in your back seat and pull their head back. Be sure somebody's not laying in there waiting to ambush them in the back seat of your car. When they approach the front window where you're sitting in the driver's side, they will do the same thing. They'll quickly run their head around, look and see what you have in your lap, if there's something, if there's a weapon in your lap, or what the condition is, and pull their head back very quickly. And then, if everything looks okay, they will approach your window and have words with you. Usually, it is the words I said. Ma'am, would you please show me your driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance? That's pretty standard. And then, this is so important, folks. You do have a choice at this time. You may be late to work. You may be late to even the airport to catch a plane. You may be in a hurry. You may not be in a good mood. But believe me when I tell you, you need to smile and you need to make nice to the officer, because the officer will set the stage of their attitude and their manner of handling you with the first words that you say to them. If you say, expletive, officer, why did you stop me? I'm in a hurry, I'm late to work, and this and that. Believe me, the officer is now not going to be in a mood to, let's say, do you any favors. All right? And so it is best that you speak nicely. Even though if it's difficult, the officer may speak brashly to you and act like that you are under his control. And the officer may not be very nice, but it is much better, believe me, for you to smile and say, yes, officer, no, officer, and so forth. But when it comes to the next question, be very careful. I don't know if we talked about this today, because I did talk about it on my show in the morning, this morning, from 8 to 9. I talked about when the officer asks you the next question, this is a question that you need to be careful about how you answer it. The officer will try to get you to confess to knowing about the reason that he or she stopped you. He will say, or she will say, something like, ma'am, do you know the reason I stopped you? Now, you can answer that question if you'd like, but it is my suggestion that you say, no, officer, I don't. Why did you stop me? Because The officer is trying to get you to confess to whatever infraction that that officer believes you committed. And so if you say, yeah, officer, I know I did this or that or this or that, you've just confessed and become a witness against yourself. And if you wanted to challenge whatever has occurred in court, it just makes it more difficult for you. So it's better to have the officer tell you why he stopped you than you admit, which you don't have to do. You don't have to be a witness against yourself, and have the officer tell you what the situation is. Now, if you blew through a stoplight, and you know you blew through that stoplight and caused three or four cars to slam on their brakes and almost throw their selves and children out the front window of the car, and you really know that you're guilty, now, there's nothing to say, officer, yes, I know why you stopped me. Yes, I almost caused an accident back there, and I was daydreaming, I was doing this or that, and I just can't tell you how sorry I am. Praise God, nobody was hurt. And yes, I do know why you stopped me. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, folks. But if it's a condition where maybe you don't know why the officer stopped you, or you're not sure, it's better not to say and guess and say, well, was it because of this or that or this or that? Because what the officer's going to do then is when they go back to the police car, they will take out the ticket that they may very well going to write to you, a citation, some people call it. And on the back of that citation, their copy, they will put down the words that you said. So that some months later, if you take the situation to court, the officer can pull out the copy of the citation that they issued to you, their copy, and refresh their memory as to exactly what you said, and they will tell that to the judge. So it's better, I'm just saying that I believe it's better not to be a witness against yourself and let the officer build his own case against you. And so this is what is going to happen on a traffic stop. Hopefully that the officer didn't call for the backup units. We'll cover that in just a minute. But for all of you that believe in a constitutional system and have a beef with the kind of system that's been set up where officers stop you for almost any reason whatsoever, and you want to get angry and you want to tell that officer, hey, you don't know, you swore to uphold the Constitution, and here you're violating it, you're violating my rights and everything. Folks, do not have that attitude, because many, many police officers believe in the attitude adjustment tickets. The officer, if you attack the officer, it doesn't help you at all. It's better to take it to court. If you have a problem with the officer, take it to court. And you can do that very well on your own. And usually if the officer's treated you badly or done something wrong, it is much better to air it in court than out on the side of the street, because that can get very ugly very quick, and you can end up with not one ticket because the officer, many of them believe in the attitude adjustment. If you have what they believe is a bad attitude, they will start walking around your vehicle, and you could start ending up with 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 tickets when the officer gets through. And then they'll smile and say, have a good day, and they feel like that they've gotten back at you for your poor attitude. So just try to keep it friendly, even though the officer may not be in a friendly mood. I will remind you that officers sometimes would be in a good mood and be friendly, more friendly, but in my position as a police officer in the war zone of South Phoenix, there has been times that I have made a traffic stop right after I have been to a homicide or a suicide or a baby molestation or a rape or any number of horrible, horrible events that has just happened, or maybe I've had my uniform about ripped off of me, or I've been beat upside the head, or I've been almost stabbed with a knife, and I don't feel in a very friendly mood when I see a traffic violation and I approach your vehicle. And I have often apologized for that, because sometimes I have approached a vehicle and not been very friendly to the citizen inside, who has no idea why I am upset, when I'm just making a traffic stop for a simple violation of some city code or something like that. So you just don't know what the officer is going through, as has just gone through, and so the officer may just have a very bad disposition, or they may just have come from a very bad situation where their life was in jeopardy or so forth. And so I'm getting to this point that if you want to educate that officer, if you believe that officer has violated your rights, if you believe you have a right to travel without a driver's license, insurance, or tags on your vehicle, whatever the situation may be, the worst time to try to educate that officer is along the side of the road. So I would say nix that idea. Do not try to educate the officer to his constitutional duties alongside the road. It is very much better to have us police and soldiers educate that officer in his constitutional duties by having in the vehicle a copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, and after the meeting is about to end and the officer hands you back your driver's license and insurance papers and so forth, that you say, "Officer, listen, I disagree with you on this traffic stop, and I may see you in court, but I do want to tell you I appreciate you trying to do the best you can to keep the streets safe and to keep all of us safe out here. And I want to give you a little gift. I want to give you a copy of a police and military newsletter written by police officers and soldiers for police officers and soldiers, because I just appreciate you." And smile and hand them one of our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletters on constitutional issues. It is written by police and soldiers for police and soldiers, and you can have a good meeting there, as good as possible, even though you maybe have a piece of paper hung on you called a citation for something that you disagree with. But you can do more to educate that officer than anything you could do alongside the road if you'll just introduce them to his fellow peers in uniform, fellow police officers who care about that officer, knowing their oath, knowing who they swore that oath to, which is to the sovereign American people and to the Constitution, and let us present this information to that officer. Believe me, they will read the material you hand to them when it's written by fellow police officers. So that is the best stop you can have. And the best way to handle it is, remember, smile and treat the officer with respect, even though the officer may be in a bad mood. Matter of fact, it's even more important that you smile and treat them with respect if they're in a bad mood or had a bad day, because you don't want to aggravate the situation and get a whole bunch of tickets or something even worse, that the officer goes back to the vehicle and calls for backups. Let's talk a few minutes about if the backup units come. This is a tough situation. If you are, you remember a few days ago, I read to you from a flyer that was handed out, a brochure that was handed out to police and soldiers from the FBI a few years back. And in that, it has a list of those American people who the government, the federal government, believes is domestic terrorists. And in there, remember I mentioned that it is right-wing extremists, and they call right-wing extremists as people that defend the U.S. Constitution, that they call super patriots. And people don't like the U.N. and don't like federal government messing in county government and so forth. And so they call that right-wing extremist. And then others in the common law movement, those that make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution when you stop them, officer, claim driving is a right, not a privilege, refuse or request the officer tell them why they were stopped, and on and on and on. if you're any of these people, that officer may very well know that when they put your driver's or rather your vehicle registration number, your license plate number into their computer, and some very ugly things may pop up in the computer. If you don't have warrants for your arrest, which then the officer will call for backup units and other officers will come in their squad cars and kind of surround you and make sure the arrest goes properly. And but if any of your activities as a Christian or as a patriot pop up in the computer, the same thing could happen. And we're going to come back and tell you about how to handle that type of a confrontation with law enforcement. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aaronizer. The Aaronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aaronair.us.
Prices for communication services are going up for AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. Here at SaveOnCommunications.com, we offer the best rates available in the industry. SaveOnCommunications.com offers discount long distance, calling cards, wireless services, VOIP services, DSL services, and much more. Stop feeding the telecom fat cat. Visit SaveOnCommunications.com or call 866-815-6343 and shop the absolute best values in communication products and services in the market today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Fast from the break here, folks, because we're almost out of time, and I want to get this covered. If you are pulled over the longest side of the road and the officer runs your license plate or the vehicle's license plate, and the person that owns that vehicle is known as one of these people listed in the FBI brochure as a suspected domestic terrorist, according to this FBI brochure, is Christians that believe in a doomsday cult type scenario, which all Christians should because it's in the Holy Bible. But old Butch Reno, the Attorney General under Clinton, said that Christians were doomsday cult type groups. And And, of course, that's in this brochure for law enforcement, that good Christians are suspected domestic terrorists, and then those that make numerous references to the Constitution and so forth. And so if you all of a sudden see other law enforcement officers coming to the scene and pulling around you or lining up behind the other officer's vehicle, you have a dangerous situation. And I want you to be very careful and obey everything the officers tell you to do. In the first place, they believe that you're not a good person and you're probably a threat to them and maybe even to the nation they love. And so when the squad cars start lining up and surrounding your vehicles, your vehicle, put your hands up on the steering wheel and do not move one bit until you're directed to do so by the officer that will be talking to you, probably through a loudspeaker. And at that time, obey everything you're told to do exactly like you're told to do it, because there's too many quote-unquote accidents occurring today to those that do not follow the commands of a law enforcement person in a felony stop. And if the officers are lining up with their police cars, this is a felony stop. It's very dangerous to police officers, and they are very ready for fight or flight. They are in condition orange and about ready to go to condition red, which is deadly for you and for them. And so just obey what you're told to do as the officer gives you instructions. It should work out fine. If you're handcuffed, do not struggle at all. If you're stood up and the officers are talking to you, do not be belligerent, because the officers are in a herd mentality, just like a gang. Officers get into this herd mentality themselves. You've seen it on television when cameras are rolling and one officer knocks somebody in the head and the other officers come up and kick and knock that person in the head. It's called a pack mentality, a herd mentality, and that's what you have right there. And so please speak nicely, speak respectfully to these officers, and do exactly what you're told to do. If you struggle at all, if you're belligerent at all, sometimes one of these officers that does not have a good moral code will fall to the ground and scream that they're in pain, and they will do an attitude adjustment on you that will turn into a felony with a felony attack on the officer. Well, I almost got through everything tonight, and I think I've given you a lot. You can survive these police-citizen encounter, folks. I hope you'll get a hold of us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and get some of our material to keep in your vehicle to help us be able to educate our brothers and sisters in uniform. Most of these people are good-hearted, good people. It's just they need to be awakened and re-educated, and that's what we do here for you. Lord bless all of you out there. Tomorrow I'll give out our address so you can order some of this material. We don't have time tonight. But don't forget, this old cop up here in the Rocky Mountains, USA, truly loves you, America. Good day.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.